which we can believe that Saraswati river went down and it comes now to Kumbh Mela's time, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. It's the truth. And how many ages? But it's still there. So there, in this river, is just disappears, you know. Now, other, there was a Lakshmi river flowing. There was, I will not tell you the whole story of this, but for Vishnu and Lakshmi, they had some kind of not a dispute, but a kind of arguments. So, Lakshmi came there, and that's called the Lakshmi forest. And there is no any high trees there. Well, it is, but only there are the some trees with only the Lakshmis, and it became a very beautiful lake. Bhojpatra, a real good Bhojpatra is from that Lakshmi forest, Lakshmi one. And that side, other side is coming the river that's called Alak. Alak. Now, that time from the Kubera and that what happens that one day the tiger comes and there were the cows, someone was taking care of the cows. And there was one Devi, her name was Nanda Devi. Now you know the Nanda Devi. I am telling you this, that it is something very important and keep in your heart, you will understand the reality of the holy land of the Bharat. It is. We cannot say, no, India is not good. India is also dirty and this and that. That land is not dirty. People are. People are making out pollution and this and that and that. But not that Mother Bharat. The tiger comes and attacks the cows. So there was one cow, she went to stop the tiger. But tiger said, I will eat you. She spoke, Nanda. She said, okay, you can eat me. But you know who I am. And please wish, fulfill my wish. I let you, you will kill me, you said kill him. But wish is this mine, that in this river of my master should be the name of my, with my masters. What happened then? Nanda, Alak Nanda River. Alak Nanda River. When the she said there should be my mountain, my temple. Now when you go there, you see that Nanda river, my mountain is there, you should go. And what we call here in our the Shravan, the peace. Very beautiful festival, maybe it's out there, it's there or not, but we have. Nanda Devi, temple is there. Now, after this other all, when Parvati went somewhere in the forest, and they were searching, where is she? So her mother said, her father, so all others said, the Parvati is making anushthan. You know yogic anushthan? You know what the kriyas? Everything. So one of the messengers said, the Parvati is holding the Shiva Linga and making prayers, and that she wants to marry with Shiva. Shiva ji ke saath meri shaadi honi chahiye, Parvati saath. So it comes again, Nanda Devi, unko aashirvaad deti hai. Nanda Devi saying to the Parvati, Tatasu, main aashirvaad deti hoon ki Shivji ke saath teri shaadi hogi. Aur phir Parvati ji ki shaadi hoti hai, aur Gragacharya unke Parvati aur Shivji ki marriage. Now that became the Alaknanda River. One side comes Gangotri from that side. That's called Bhagirathi. Bhagirathi. Bhagirathi was a rishi. Now there are two meanings. There are two things. One is that we believe from Satyuga time that all the Devas and Brahmas and everybody were asking for Ganga River, Ganga Maya, jo ki Brahma Lok mein thi, unko wapas bulaya, unko wapas call it back, because she need for this countries to liberate and bless them. Ganga didn't want to come, but it is said in Kali Yuga, in that time I will disappear. And now still there is something we are fighting, but people are destroying and destroying, destroying the river, but still river is destroying. So, second is this, there was a great saint, Bhagirathi. We all know what Bhagirathi is. And Bhagirathi, he had many disciples, everyone. And there was no water towards the north part of the, north-south part of the India. So Bhagirathi had one disciple. And she was doing this social work. What Rajendra wanted to say about some kind of humanitarian work. So it was from that time, not now. So the name of this disciple of the Bhagirathi, her name was Ganga. And she went here and there in the mountains and to the Shiva and everywhere to make a channel from this side, from the glacier's water, should come towards the northwest part of the India. And so when hard work, it was very hard work. So the Bhagirathi gave the name to his disciple was the Ganga. So Bhagirathi said, this river, I give the name Ganga. And so how becomes the Ganga? So it was the hard work. All what is done is the Ganga have done, this Ganga channels to bring in that direction. When both will be adored, the Ganga from the Brahmaloka and also Ganga Maya with her so silver. Other side comes the Alaknanda. So this side comes Ganga and the Bhagirathi, and this side comes the Alaknanda. When it's both Gangas comes together, rivers comes where it is Prayagraj. Devprayag. Dev means God. And Prayag is the meeting together. So this is one side is the Bhagirathi and one side is Alaknanda. When both together comes, then becomes real Ganga. And from there, many, many rivers joining everywhere, all from whole Himalayan, glaciers everywhere. Now, that great saint, Alakpuriji, he has his cave there, and it's calling the Alakpuriji. Now, another that comes after many, many rishis, one of the master from our lineage, Devpuriji, he went to make a tapasya from the Badrina, Satopat, Suryakund, and then beyond above, was doing the sadhanas, where Alakpuriji appeared to Devpuriji and give all the siddhis and everything which we have with our masters. And so he, Devapuriji, could walk just in the air. He can go through any rocks, just like a rock, and he will just go and disappear the other side coming up. He had so many, all siddhis could walk on the water, etc., etc. Our master, my great master, Devapuriji. So there are still in holy, divine land of the Bharat, then still there no one can destroy. Yes, can be humans can change in some way. But that holy mother, holy grand, everything is there. And all what we call the incarnation, all the incarnation was incarnated in God. Nowhere on the earth, anywhere, incarnation was like this, what we have 24 incarnations. Now, the 24th one we call what? Who will come? Kali Avatara. And this Kali Avatara we are all waiting. And when he will come, then again the Gau Mata and Ganga Mata and all will again be liberated and will come again. All the Rakshasi, the devil's energy, thoughts, this all will be disappeared. So my dear, we have still with us. We have not lost. Just come together. But problem is that we ourselves, what we call the Hindus, Hindus cannot unite together as a whole. When something happens to Christianity, all comes together. If something happens to the Muslims, doesn't matter they are not good friends or this, but if something happens, all are there. And the Hindus, if something happens, they look at the side. Police comes and says, did you see that? They say, no, I did not know because I was not in the side. We have to come one. If all the Hindus become the one, it will become again this Hindustan. They know that it's not in America. But they have been the mind like America. So America is something where is again going to the lower and lower and lower part. It means that out of 8.4 millions, that only one creature is called human. All are, and they are not anymore will be affected. What we call the punyam and papa. Punya and papa is only now only for the humans, because God has given this brain, this everything, and God said, I gave you everything, now I give it to you. Now, good or bad, it will come to you. So this dharma and adharma. So dharma is that it appears, and adharma is the naraka. We have in our blood, we have. And you know, the scientists said about 10 or 15 years ago, they were researching in this origins of the Australian, from where they are. And finally, they found, they researched that they were from India and from South India. And so it took a long, how many centuries, the mountain or the river and slowly, slowly take part. But they were, and they went with this. So this, all the aborigines, the first humans on this land, was the Indians. And you will see that like in South India, how good they are making the tillaks here, tillaks here, tillaks here, here, you know? And that exactly they are doing like this. So that they have researched that the genes in aborigines is the Indian gene. So India is the far, India is the great. And so there, only that you think of India, you will see that you will come up. Only think of India, only have it. Because if you fall down and remember that, it will come up. How? The child fall down and mother will again take it up. So that is a thing. So, my dear ones, now I spoke too much, we will think in Swamiji. Now the meditation. Meditation. There are many different kinds of meditations. But it was, I spoke already before. Yeah, so the other Puriji's Gufa is there, near the Badrinath. You walk from Badrinath to the Mana village, that's the last. Then you go further, there is one very high waterfall. It's called the...
Which?
Vasudhara. And 4 kilometers from the Vasudhara is the Alakpuriji Gufa. So it took the 13 years. So my disciples were searching, where is this all? And so you can believe that we found it, Alakpuriji's glaciers, Alakpuriji's cave. So 3 times I was there. The first day when I went first year, I was sleeping there, small cave, 2 nights. Second time when I went, they were at a celebration, I said, forgive me. I'm not that I can sleep in your cave. Let me sleep on the door of your cave. And this last year we went also, there were about 300 people from Western countries. And, but of course in the end, government is very strict. No forest building there, no any house, no any, nothing and nothing. All it should remain, Himalaya should remain as it was. So you can go, but you cannot make any bathrooms or the house or the kitchen. So we took the our tent. So everyone had a, we had about 350 tents. Okay. Now I come to the difference. Okay. You have a free time? Kitna minute off?
10 minutes.
Huh? 10 minutes. When the doctor give injection here, then even 2 seconds is very hard. 10 minutes is hard. So meditation can be many things. Just that you become one with thyself. There was one man under the tree in the park meditating. And one man came and he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm meditating. What is that? Why are you doing this? That's the many things. Go and study. Come to my college. I will teach you something. I will bring you to universities. Yeah, sitting here, nothing doing like it. Humans, we are like animal. He was listening. He said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm meditating on the God. God? Where is God? Where is God? Did you see him? This, that, many, many questions. Well, he said, God is here. He said, no. Well, This man saying they are very bad. He said, "Can you be very bad?" He said, "There is no God." So he was telling something, and he asked, he taught something, and then the principal of the college, he was telling something, it is not good. Show me. So he said, okay. He called hands and said, some prayer. And yes, he said, the principal said, "What a nonsense. I'm a very gentle plant. There will be pumpkins, watermelons, many things. You know, such big trees, there's nothing, just little fruits. It's nothing. You should take care of the very gentle plants." He said, he looked up, and what happened? He was sitting under a neem tree. You know the neem? You are Indians, you know, you see the neem. And if you look, I haven't seen the neem, come with me and show you. So yogi looked up, and one fruit of the neem tree is like a pump of the moongfali.
Peanuts.
So this peanut like fruit fall on the head of the principal of the college. He made like this. He said, "What happened, sir?" "Oh, nothing, just to see." He said, "It's not nothing. God did good." He said, "What? If there would be big pumpkin on the tree and fall on your head, what will happen to your pumpkin?" He said, "Oh, yes. We must recess." He said, "Not recess, meditate." So, meditation is only one, is in beginning, I say, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. Sorry. That means the Guru Vedama. Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they are changing, but the Guru not. They are also having their Guru. Bhagavan Krishna have the Guru, I think, yes? You know that?
Yes.
Yes. Where he went to school?
Sandip.
Where is that?
Today.
Madhya Pradesh. Where is that? The Kumbh Mela is. Which is that Kumbh Mela? So we, and Rama also, every, even the God itself, have the masters. And that master is a master, is that the gurus. Your school master is your guru. Without guru principle, no one can become a good human. Even para guru, mother and father, then school gurus. And then the master, your spiritual master. After that, so what to do? Dhyan mulam guru murti. What should meditate now? So only through the Gurudev's for it. Dhan Mulam Guru Murti Puja Man Guru Charana. Puja Gurudev Charana. And Moksha Mulam Guru Kripa. Moksha, if you want to get the liberation, then you have to have Guru's blessings. Not other, all is God. So therefore, you meditate and do in this one place. Otherwise, there are many, many techniques. I'm teaching now last 45 years.